the Upset Mama podcast, coming in your ears every single day. I'm finding it a little easier today to deal with my dad's death. It's still very raw. It's still only been, 4 or 5 days since he died. But today I'm feeling better about it because there have been things happening that make me think he's still here. He's with me all the time. And I'm not going to go into details about these things, you know, not right now, but there are things right now that are making me think he's here. There's definitely an afterlife. Spirits are real. I'm not saying ghosts are real. I'm saying spirits are real. And my dad's spirit is definitely here. And I can sense him. I can feel him. And there are things happening that just make me think, yeah, my dad's there, you know. And normal times, I might have said it's coincidence, but now I don't believe in coincidence. I think these things are happening for a reason, and I think the universe is a bigger place than we realize, and all kinds of things are real that we don't truly understand. And last night I spent a lot of time with my girlfriend, and we talked about my dad. She's been brilliant with me, and she's given me the space to just talk, and she listens, and she talks back, and she gives me advice and, you know, knowledge of her experiences. And after last night, today I feel better because we talked and I was able to get a lot out, and that helped, and, you know, that was nice. So thanks to her for all of that. And today there was a little bit of a panic because there was some kind of big deal about the financing for the funeral, and we were all worried that, you know, if we didn't get around to it, you know, basically the amount that we were asked to pay up front, we could pay it if we needed to, but we really can't afford it. We'd have been left with nothing, literally. So I had to go in and speak with the funeral director and just discuss the payment plan and just say, look, you know, we can't afford that, but what do you need? We can afford that, maybe. So he told us the minimum that they would expect, and we can manage that. I mean, it's still a lot of money to us, and we can't really afford to do without it, but he was saying if we didn't pay anything towards the funeral, then the funeral would be cancelled. And we've had to apply to the social fund to get help with the funeral costs because we're not very well off at all. You know, really, we're, like I said many times, we're just a regular working class family with no savings, and we just live day to day. You know, we don't have enough money to be able to put aside savings, and we're not alone. There are thousands, millions of people like us, you know, especially now in this current climate. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just the way it is, you know. In fact, I'm quite proud of it. You know, it's nice. We still managed to pay that money for my dad's funeral. But basically he said, you know, the social fund told us, if the funeral director asks you for money, don't pay it. If he badgers you for money, don't pay it. Don't pay anything up front. So I said, okay. And we phoned him this morning and we told him that. We said, we've been advised by the social fund not to pay anything up front. And he basically said, not in a harsh way, but, you know, he was being honest. If we don't pay anything towards the funeral, they're going to have to cancel it. And that led to a bit of panicking and phone calls that really got us nowhere. And I decided just to go in and see him and sort out the whole thing face to face. And he was very understanding, and he appreciated the position we were in. And he lowered the amount that we have to pay, and we paid that this afternoon. So my dad's funeral should still be going ahead now on Wednesday. And this is Monday now, so a couple of days. I mean, it's 25 past 2 right now, so in 2 days' time, we're going to be in the car heading to the crematorium. Whew. Man, it's weird to think about, you know? But I just wanted to say that, you know, believing that my dad is still here, that he's in a place... I was saying to my girlfriend last night, I believe that he's... Heaven... I believe in heaven. I'm not saying that it's a religious thing. I'm not saying that the Bible and God is necessarily all real. I'm just saying that I believe in heaven. And I believe that heaven is a great place. And I believe that when you're in heaven, you can be who you want to be. You look how you want to look. You're everything you want to be. You're happy and you're free. The spirit that you were in your body, the body is just a shell. And it doesn't matter what you look like, or, you know, how tall you are, how short you are, how thin you are, how fat you are, whether you're white, black. You know, it doesn't matter, because the body is just a shell. The person is the spirit. And when you die, when your body dies, your spirit doesn't die. It just goes somewhere else. Let's call it heaven. And from heaven, you can go anywhere in the world. You know, if there were places you wanted to go when you were alive that you couldn't, you can now. And I like to believe you can be in multiple places at once. So you can go one place, and then if one of your loved ones thinks about you or talks to you, you can be there with them as well. And thinking that has helped me a lot. To think that my dad hasn't died. His body has died, but his spirit is still alive. And he's there waiting for us to go and meet him again one day. And that has helped me a lot. So if you are ever, I mean, if you're in the process right now of dealing with somebody who's ill and you know that they're going to die, or if you're currently going through a death yourself, or if in the future you're going through a death, believe me, it's real. Heaven, spirits, all that stuff. I'm not saying ghosts are real. I don't have any evidence of anything relating to ghosts to actually believe in that. But I believe in spirits, and I believe in the afterlife, and I believe in a heaven. And just a few things I've experienced this past few days has made that belief even stronger. So I may not have believed in it completely before my dad died, but I do now, and I'm not scared of death myself anymore. I always thought, you know, death is going to be quite sad, and I'm going to worry about it, and I'm not worried anymore, because I believe that after you die, there's a better place, a much better place, a happier place, much better than Earth. In fact, when we die, when we get to this place, we're going to think, why the hell didn't we just kill ourselves years ago? Honestly, you know, because it's going to be so fantastic, that place. And when we die ourselves and our loved ones are there to meet us at the gates and of heaven, and they're going to be saying, come on, come on, hurry up, you're missing out, come on, you know, and it's going to be great. And thinking about that really cheers me up, you know, it keeps me strong, and it helps me to develop and heal and deal with my dad's death. So just remember that. It's the body that dies, but the spirit lives on forever. The soul, whatever you want to call it, the soul, the spirit, it lives on forever. And you will meet them again. We still have to have a viewing with my dad at the funeral home, and we still have to have the funeral. So those are going to be hard for me. I know I'm going to break down during those, and I'm going to struggle to deal with that. But it's a final goodbye to the body of my father and his human form. And now he's elsewhere. And, you know, I think he's going to be at his funeral. I'll be able to... Someone emailed me and they said, you know, when you're viewing your father or at the funeral, try and feel him. He'll be there. Try and feel him. And I know he'll be there, and I will feel him. And he'll probably be standing right over his own body, and he'll be looking at himself, and I like to think that when we die, we, you know, like I said at the beginning, we have an image in our minds of how we look, how we'd like to look. And when we dream, do you know when you have a dream and you're in it yourself, and you don't look anything like you? You can do all the things you can't really do in life, and, you know, you can't, you know, you don't look anything like you. You look like how you want to look. And I believe that's what heaven is like. And what we're like when we die and when we pass on, we become what we want. In fact, I said to my girlfriend one time that perhaps dreams are like a vision of heaven. You know, the good ones. The negative ones might be hell. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in hell, but the negative ones might be something else. But the positive ones, I think, are a vision of heaven. Because you see people in your dreams, and they don't always look like they do in real life. And there must be a reason for that. Because you know what they look like in real life. Your mind knows what they look like in real life. So why is it when you dream, they look completely different? And I think the reason is because we're viewing what they really look like, what their soul looks like. And that's, I like to think that my dad now is up there in heaven, and he's a young man and a fit man, and he's got jet black hair, and he's healthy and he's happy and he's strong, and he's going to be standing over his own corpse in the coffin, and he's going to be saying, phew, did I really look like that? You know, that's what my dad's going to think. You know, he's going to be surprised. So that body that we're going to view is the old version of my dad. And when I see him again, many, many decades from now, I hope. But when I see him again, he will be... I'll recognize him instantly. I'll know who he is. But he won't look like that anymore. He'll be the younger, fitter guy. And that's nice. But anyway, until the next podcast, thanks for listening. Thanks for being understanding and supporting me during this time. You know, I know that the podcast right now isn't very entertaining because I'm talking about something that's quite personal and depressing. But it is helping me to talk about this in the podcast and get it out. It's part of the healing process. So thanks for listening. If you've sent emails or comments, thank you very much. I appreciate it all. I replied to everybody. But until the next podcast, take care of yourselves and goodbye for now.